Hi, welcome to Author Stories, a world of inspiring, faith-lifting stories. This story is titled Power Supply. So if you have ever doubted the effectiveness of prayer, or perhaps have felt like you didn't get the result as you thought you should after praying, then you need to listen to or read this amazing, inspiring story. It's possible that you do not feel that way any longer, but I still recommend that you listen to the story because there is something in this story that I need you to hear, that I need you to listen to, that I need you to know, and you will be glad that you did. So let's get right into the story titled Power Supply. Somehow, I didn't believe that prayer is effective. It was because I had a sibling who prayed more and saw less results. I had joined her several times in her prayer sessions, and on those occasions, I can testify that I felt really blessed. In fact, within, I was so assured that we were going to see manifestations of miracles in our lives after those prayer sessions. Unfortunately, things remained normal. We never saw any change in our lives. This used to really get me very discouraged and reluctant to join her whenever she prays. Eventually, I stopped praying and I kept wondering why she always continued praying even though she doesn't see the results like she ought to. So, one day, I decided to challenge her. I told her that she should stop praying and invest those prayer times in other profitable activities. I told her that prayer works for people who are anointed and that it doesn't work for everyone. Immediately, I was done challenging her. Something unusual happened. The power went off, so we turned on the power generator. After turning on the generator, we discovered that it wasn't supplying power to the building. We turned off the generator, checked the plugs, the oil, and turned it on again. Yet, there was no power supplied to the house. We switched the generator's light switch off and on, yet there wasn't any power supply in the house. It was already 8 p.m. and too late to get anyone to fix the issue for us. It felt very frustrating because the weather was hot. We weren't sure how long it would take for normal power to be restored. So, we turned off the generator since there was no use leaving it on. The night was hot. The heat was much. We couldn't sleep. We kept on hissing and wishing that light would be miraculously restored. At around 2 a.m., I couldn't take it anymore. As a result of the heat, I had already taken my bath 8 times. The night had become too long for me. So, out of frustration, I marched to the power generator. I was angry and frustrated. I ignored the fact that the generator couldn't supply power to the house. I just marched there like I had some sort of power to make it work. So I turned the power generator on again. Well, nothing changed. The generator was running, but there was no power supply to the house. Truth be told, I broke down in tears. I had never experienced a night as hot as that. I was dripping with sweat. It was so bad and strange. Then suddenly, I saw light in the house while the generator was still running. As I was still trying to figure out whether the source of the light was from the normal power supply or the generator's power supply, I heard my sister's voice saying, "Aha! We didn't change over. Please come inside." The changeover switch was still on the normal light. "Have switched it over to generator. Can you hear me?" That was how I got the answer to my question. As we began to laugh about the mistake, my sister suddenly stopped talking. She looked as if she was processing a thought, and after a few seconds, she began to speak. Wait. Oh, I see. No wonder. Wow. Do you remember that James 5 verse 16b says that the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working? I can now see that when we pray, we are like a power generator. And when we pray continuously, we make power supply available. In the same way, we have 50% of our appliances turned on as we speak as a result of the power supply. The power of the Holy Spirit in us, which is made available when we pray the Holy Ghost, works dynamically. That is, it can supply power too and produce miracles in all the areas, issues, challenges, needs in our lives. And at the same time, just as 50% of our appliances are all turned on and working as we speak. But now, I know that we have been making a mistake. Just like what happened today, my sister, we have had power supply available, but we have not been channeling it to our lives. Do you remember that every time we finished praying, we usually had that inner peace that we were going to see wonders take place in different areas of our lives? I can see now that the power supply was already available for it to happen. We only needed to channel it intentionally, just the way I have turned on the control switch of the house to enable us to enjoy the power supply from the generator. Then we both looked at each other and chorused, "We don't channel it." While my sister was still analyzing this to herself, I brought out a jotter and began to write out the issues I desired the workings of miracles for. All of a sudden, I could see how advantageous prayer could be to my life. The kind of understanding and zeal that I had received made me feel that God had allowed what happened that night just for me to understand why it felt like praying was ineffective to me. It was obvious that the generator was working all along, but we didn't channel the power to the house by turning on the control switch. And that made a lot of sense to me in relating it to the way we had been praying. We had not been channeling prayers to the areas of our lives. Seriously, my sister and I had been praying in tongues and not speaking what we wanted to see by the power of the Holy Spirit as we prayed. You won't believe that I totally ignored my sister and I began to pray. I didn't stop praying until 6 a.m. that morning. While praying in tongues, I also made decrees concerning the areas of my life that I had written down in the jotter. I did this every day, and in 6 months we experienced a great change of levels in our lives. The miraculous eventually became our normal. But that was not all. There was still an unanswered question in my mind. So, while I was praying one day, I decided to ask God for the answer in prayer. This was the question. Lord, I feel I am not channeling this power supply adequately. I feel I am only limiting this power supply to my prayer request. Lord, I just know within that the power of the Holy Spirit can power much more than my prayer request. I want to do justice to the power supply made available every time I pray. But I don't know what to do. What should I do, Lord? Here's the answer I got. I heard God speak to me in my spirit, and He said, "My word is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow. There is no area and height of life that my word doesn't cut across. Search my word and write down all the promises you can take from it. Speak those promises and channel power to the manifestations of those promises, and you shall have good success that exceeds all you can ever ask or think. Your life will become a wonder to you and many generations." As a result of this, I see great things happen in my life every day. I have decided to share this with you because I see Christians pray in tongues and still complain. Most times when they make power available, they channel this power to negative confessions and complaints rather than speaking victory and God's promise over their lives. The power generator generates power and makes it available. But with us, the power of the Holy Spirit is in us. You make this power available for use when you pray in tongues. Don't shut your mouth afterwards. Speak your victory as you pray in tongues. Glory! Hallelujah! What an inspiring, amazing story it is. I told you that you would be glad that you went through this story. And I know you are glad right now. I'm so blessed and touched. I'm inspired. I'm encouraged. And I know that you are also. Thank you for taking out your time to listen to this story or read the story. You can access more inspiring stories on Otis Stories, otistories.com. That's the website, otistories.com. You probably must be listening from the website already, or someone may have shared it with you. So you can go to the website and have more and more. And by the grace of God, I'll keep bringing up more of the stories. I tell you, your life is transformed. Your life is changed. Hallelujah. The workings of miracles taking place right now. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit is upon you mightily, and you are blessed. Praise God. Thank you once again. I'm sure I'll see you again and again and again. Tell someone about Otis Stories. Praise God. Thank you. I love you.